Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
So let's just pause for a second and talk about how we got here. So at the restart with, they restarted a little earlier, but, you know, the effective restart was Green at one lap to go for the Indianapolis 500. So you had Armstrong in the lead, Malukas in second, and Rosenquist in third with Award in fourth place. And things are going to go crazy, okay? Rosenquist had been leading for quite some time, and then the restart happened, and, you know, it wasn't his favor. You had Dixon and Palau, I think, were running one and two for a long, long time before that. But that, I don't, you know, that didn't last. It always happens. Something changes. But then when you get down toward the end, you've got Malukas and has gone to first, and Armstrong in second, and Rosenquist in third. And I think, if I'm not great on these things because, you know, it's not my sport exactly, but I think Armstrong and Rosenquist are teammates. Is that right, John? Are you you're a NASCAR guy. You don't know IndyCar?
Yeah, I'm
Formula
I'm,
One. Okay,
I'm
fine.
Really a NASCAR guy.
Anyway, so Malukas is running first, and Armstrong and Rosenquist are running in third. And it's close, but they're definitely, it's a, you know, first and then second and third about a half a length behind them as they get into that final, well, you'll hear.
Teammates battle side by side, but out front, the young American chasing his first win off turn two.
David Malukas goes to defend. The MSR driver still side by side, but will that play into Malukas' hands? And here comes Pato O'Ward. Malukas is out in front.
Side by side behind.
It's not over yet. It's not over yet. Malukas has to defend from Rosenquist. Great run off the final corner. Here comes Rosenquist. Malukas defends. Who has it? Over the line. Who's it going to be? It's Rosenquist. It's Rosenquist.
Oh, my goodness.
You know the slingshot concept, right? You're right behind, and you're right behind, and then you're in front. That's what he did. Like a champ. I think it was a 17,000th of a second was the win, if I remember correctly. It was very tight at the end. But a very fun, like, the first 30 laps were kind of boring, then there was a yellow, and then the next 10 laps after that were super interesting, like, really aggressive racing. And there was about 170 laps after that where you're like, nah. And then the last lap, you know, so...
Wait a second. You win.
I get bored easily with racing. I do. I get bored easily. And I never watch these things live. I always watch these things on, like, fast forward, you know? So when I'm fast forward, caution, what happened? Keep going fast. You know, like, that's. I watched the Indianapolis 500 yesterday this morning in about 15 minutes. That's as much as I can take. Okay. So, you know, I'm like, fast forward.
You're looking at your...
Or better yet, you know, sometimes it's... And sometimes it's... You know, I mean... That's fine. 613 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, sometimes informative. We'll just, you know, we'll just say it that way. Yes, it is Memorial Day. Of course, we are live every, I don't know how many times I have to tell you this, but every single day of the year, except for
Christmas.
Christmas is the only day of the year that we take off. Now, sometimes I'm not here, you know, sometimes it's just John, or sometimes it's with somebody else filling in, or, you know, sometimes John leaves for too long. But, you know, things happen. In any case, we're here every single day of the year except for Christmas. 437-1620, 437-1620. John, did you watch any of the White House shooting video stuff from over the weekend? You know about this?
Yeah, I did.
So the short version is fairly straightforward. Some guy who's previously been involved with the Secret Service.
I mean, they knew about him.
My read basically decides to do death by cop, you know, right? Okay, he walks up to Secret Service checkpoint, pulls out a pistol, starts shooting. They shoot back, and he's dead.
Yeah.
Officials say 21-year-old Nasir Best walked up to a Secret Service checkpoint, pulled a pistol out of his bag, and began shooting at officers, who returned fire, killing him. The White House temporarily on lockdown.
Yeah, and then they cleared the grounds, you know, and apparently a bystander got shot, and I think the report last I checked was still that we don't know who shot him for sure, whether it was incoming or outbound fire, but, you know, in any case, that person is doing fine in the hospital, or so the reports go. What was the most interesting about this, aside from the fact that, you know, gunfight at the White House Secret Service checkpoint, which is its own news story, is, and again, this is like nowhere close to the president, you know, it's concerning, of course, but it's not clear whether it was targeting Trump or this guy's just crazy or, you know, whatever. What was interesting is, did you watch any of the video of the reporters who were doing reports like out on the perimeter of the White House? There were two of them that I have seen. Now, the first one is Aaron Navarro from CBS. And to his credit, Aaron is like, he hears a shot and he's like, I know what's happening. I'm taking cover. So I have to narrate it for you, but
this grip on Republican support on Capitol Hill is weakening.
That's gunfire. I'm done. And he and everybody else is like, yep, we know exactly what this is.
That's a lot of shots.
Oh, yeah, you didn't even hear most of it. Okay, so they run away, and then the Secret Service eventually comes through. Meanwhile, and I should know her name, but the NBC4 was also there. And NBC4, let's just say, not as much pattern recognition from this young lady.
What is that? What is that?
Sounds like fireworks.
Sounds like fireworks.
I sound like fireworks.
Now, there's a bit of joint responsibility for this. You know, the cameraman is not particularly helpful. But, you know, she's hearing, what, 15 or 20 gunshots? So, I mean, is it fireworks? Fireworks doesn't go off at that rate. Fireworks is either slower or faster, right? Fireworks is bim, 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 you know, or it's...
And then you see it.
Right. And, I mean, but, okay, so they're not sure what's happening. No, sir. Where? What's happening?
Today, but this obviously
she's still like trying to figure it out, and then finally they get yelled at to go, you know, get grab cover or whatever, but like it just took a long time to figure it out. And I mean, I understand, you know, fireworks and gunfire sound similar.
Where are the pretty lights?
You've been at your house when you've heard things and you're like, which is it? Especially on the 4th of July. But yeah, what is that? What is that? John Pickens has traffic on the 5. That's a gun battle at the White House is what that is. You were there and didn't even know it.
They must have lit that dude up.
Oh, yeah.
As many gunshots as I heard.
Yeah.
Because I know he got 3 off and that's all I know. Yeah. So. Anyway,
the roads look, it's wet. It's rainy.
Yeah, it is. But the good news on that is that we're back to rolling accident free, even delay free.
Back to?
Yeah.
What, did we have a problem this morning?
We did. You weren't listening when you were
in. I was listening, but I wasn't listening.
You weren't paying attention.
I was hearing without paying attention.
I know.
Sorry.
It's okay. All right. No delays to let you know about. This traffic report brought to you by ECUA, making service easier with the new My ECUA mobile app available to download now. Pay your bill, report service issues, alerts, and recycling tips. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Just FYI on the weather, you know, in Santa Rosa. Basically, the peak of the storm is just off of shore right now, you know, and it's kind of centered around Escambia and Santa Rosa County. This is going to pass through in the next few minutes, I would think, maybe 10 minutes. And then there's another one coming right behind it that looks even a little bit more active, I'll say. That one is actually over by Gulfport right now, so we've got a little bit of time before that gets here. But expect another storm this morning. And then after that, unless something pops up, we should be mostly clear. All right, it is 6:18 on News Radio 92.3, Memorial Day. And if you are thinking about that next vehicle, Frontier, you want to simulate one of those IndyCar races? Oh, I like that. All right, well done. Then you can, or you want to drive a minivan. Actually, you know, it's funny. My wife actually gets on me because You know, I have a Civic. It's pretty fast. And but she bought like the 6-cylinder for the Honda Odyssey. And it's not that far behind. Like, they're fairly comparable. I mean, it's not as fast, but it's not slow. So she's the kind of one that she'd like to drive her minivan. And if you roll up on her with a, not a real sports car, but like a poser sports car, she's like, all right. Because she knows, like, the worst thing that somebody in an almost sports car can have happen to them in life is get beat off the line by a minivan. And if you want to understand my wife, you just learned everything you need to know about her. And she bought that car where? Frontier Motors. That's exactly right. We were looking to test drive one a few years ago because they're hard to find. They're unusual. The pre-owned certifieds. They change model, you know, generations. So we wanted to drive the new one, not the older one. And anyway, we found one there. We drove it. We loved it. But we were not looking to buy a car yet. We were really just looking to test drive a car, you know, because we're the kind of people that, like, we'll test drive it now to know what we're going to buy in 6 months when we need to. Because we didn't need to yet. Well, the price was right. The mileage was low. It was exactly the car we wanted. And the color was exactly right. And the trim, everything was right. And it was good. We called it our unicorn because we really could not find one, especially in that color. And we just bought it because the Frontier was so easy to work with. And I had never bought from them before. You know, we'd been advertising them on the station for a long time. Not me personally, but, you know, Dave Ramsey. And you hear their ads all the time. They've been advertising on news radio for, you know, long since before I was here. And I basically had such a good experience with them that I came back and told my sales manager, I want to do ads for them. They're fantastic. He's like, okay, so we do. And ever since, I have been talking about this great place, Frontier Motors, that just tries to do it different, to try to treat you like people that they want to see again, where you want to see them again, you know, as opposed to the kind of place where, like, man, I hope I never have to see those people again, which is all too common in the car industry, unfortunately. So good quality used cars, almost new, not brand new, warranted 100,000 or 100,000 miles or 10 years, whichever comes first. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Hi, I'm Layla Ali. I might be undefeated in professional boxing, but there's one problem even I can't fight alone. Childhood hunger. Over 17 million kids in America may not know where their next meal is coming from. That's 1 in 5 children. Yet billions of pounds of surplus food produced right here in America just get thrown out every year. That's more than enough to feed every last hungry child. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks gathers surplus food and gets it to hungry kids before it goes to waste. But they can't do it without your help. Join me in supporting Feeding America and your local food bank by going to feedingamerica.org. Together we can knock out hunger. Together we're Feeding America.
To help solve hunger in your community and to find your local food bank, visit feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
At FPL, our teams are working every day, inspecting, upgrading, and strengthening the grid. Installing smart sensors that spot problems before they become outages. Keeping your lights on, your devices charged, your world running. You may not see us, but our work never stops. Behind every switch that powers on, every moment that just works. Because reliability isn't an option, it's a commitment. FPL, working for you every single day. Learn more at fpl.com/value.
What's fun and happening in Pensacola? You'll find out as the City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation Department talks about it here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Join us tomorrow at 10 a.m. to find out what's going on in your resource centers, parks, recreation programs, and at the Community Maritime Park. It's a great month to get out and play Pensacola. Tune in tomorrow at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
I move mountains for a living. Literally. That means I don't carry hand lotion, and when it comes to serious heartburn, I don't mess around with anything but Rolaids Max Strength. Its dual active formula has 1,500 milligrams of calcium carbonate and magnesium hydroxide that relieves heartburn fast. And the best part? The roll fits right here in my pocket, so I can get back to moving mountains.
Rolaids spells powerful relief. 1,500 milligrams is our highest amount of antacid per tablet. Read each label. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
When storms pop up fast, it helps to already know where to go.
We've got all the details.
News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. But
this is that's a pedestrian a area.
What, are you kidding? This is a Magnum PI.
A BB gun.
Don't try me. I can put an eye out with this thing.
You couldn't even break the skin with that thing.
Oh, it could. It could. It could break the skin. It could put a lodge under the skin and cause a very bad infection.
That's an old wives' tale, Clark. I'm telling.
That's not. You're not going.
Are you ready, John?
Ritual! Boy, I wasn't ready for that.
That's me auditioning for my Soundgarden hair check.
Let's talk about this one, bro.
Come on now. Well, you need a little Soundgarden in your life, especially when it's raining. Why not? It's the Northwest, right? That's all they know how to do is scream in the rain. How'd I do?
I mean, you went a little
flat. I was kind of halfway. I wasn't going full blown, but, you know.
You were a little
625 on News Radio 92.3. Good morning. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by Florida West. Did you know that Florida West?
Can you start over and do it in the style of Soundgarden?
No. That would hurt. That would hurt my throat.
Boy can hope. All right, what do you got? Go regular.
Okay, that's all I know. All right, so.
Would have been better if you hadn't done anything.
I felt like I had to do something.
That was so terrible. I love you so much. Go on.
Brought to you by Florida West. Did you know that Florida West Economic Development Alliance works to create high-wage jobs, private capital investment that grows Escambia County's tax base? Still rolling accident-free right now, not seeing anything that's going to slow you down. I-10, I-110, even through the construction zones, look good. John Pickens with their traffic on the fives.
And never, ever a Soundgarden impression again.
You peer-pressured me into doing something, so I...
So it's my fault?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll take peer pressure.
David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. In the style of Soundgarden?
Oh, no.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I'm not...
Dang it.
I couldn't follow John. His was too good.
Oh, well, fair enough. Yeah, no, that's...
I can't wait to go to karaoke with
him. That definitely set a bar.
Hello. Sure did. So Marco Rubio says the U.S. still believes a deal with Iran is possible, but Iranian officials saying not even close. Rubio says the Trump administration wants more time for diplomacy. Iran says there are major issues, including the Strait of Hormuz and the broader conflict, that do still need to be resolved. 19 people were...
By the way, you were talking about Marco Rubio. Have you seen... You've seen the memes of Marco in the sitting on the couch, but being made into whatever people want to make him into is whatever job he's going to be given next.
Right.
Have you seen the latest one?
No. What's the latest one?
It's Marco Rubio with long flowing black hair and one big silver streak in it, like Tulsi Gabbard has, because Tulsi Gabbard resigned as DNI, right?
Uh-huh.
So...
You can always count on the memes.
Yeah, yeah. The Rubio one cracks me up. I don't know why it makes me laugh every time. Anyway, go ahead. Sorry.
19 people were injured during a crowd surge. This was at a motorcycle rally in Atlantic Beach on Sunday morning. Officials say that happened during the Black Pearl Cultural Heritage and Bike Festival. Apparently, one person started running, and for whatever reason, that caused a panic in the crowd, and then it turned into a stampede. Five Chicago police officers were injured on Sunday after authorities say a driver hit them while they were working to disperse a crowd. Police say a vehicle was traveling the wrong way down the road when it hit the five officers and crashed into a patrol car.
Gosh. All right. David, thank you so much for the update. 437-1620. It is Memorial Day. And as I prefer to do on any Memorial Day, I'll start with the one person who most captures my picture of American greatness.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Today is the day we put aside to remember fallen heroes and to pray that no heroes will ever have to die for us again. It's a day of thanks for the valor of others, a day to remember the splendor of America and those of her children who rest in this cemetery and others. It's a day to be with the family and remember.
Ronald Reagan from 1986.
I was thinking this morning that across the country, children and their parents will be going to the town parade, and the young ones will sit on the sidewalks and wave their flags as the band goes by. Later, maybe they'll have a cookout or a day at the beach, and that's good, because today is a day to be with the family and to remember.
It is a both. It is a day of party and fun and relaxation and enjoyment and indulgence, and it is also a day to remember what made all that possible.
At the grave of a hero, we end not with sorrow at the inevitable loss, but with the contagion of his courage, and with a kind of desperate joy, we go back to the fight. Well, all of these men were different, but they shared this in common. They loved America very much. There was nothing they wouldn't do for her, and they loved with the sureness of the young. It's hard not to think of the young in a place like this, for it's the young who do the fighting and dying when a peace fails and a war begins. Mm.
And as we think about right now, you know, we have fellow citizens who are deployed in at least a war-like environment where their lives are at risk. And whether you hear about it or not, there are sort of always American military members who are in harm's way to some degree or another. Sometimes it's quite a bit more, sometimes it's not as much, but always people who are willing to, you know, put their life on the line and defend you and me and barbecues and talk radio and going to the library and just being Americans. We thank you for the sacrifice.
Fox News, I'm Pam Pelosi. President Trump posting on Truth Social this morning. The deal with Iran will either be great and meaningful or there will be no deal.
Per the Associated Press, the draft deal includes an end to the war between Israel and Hezbollah, as well as a commitment to not interfere in the domestic affairs of other countries. The Strait of Hormuz would also gradually reopen as the U.S. lifts its blockade, and Tehran would give up its stockpile of highly enriched uranium.
Fox's Madeline Rivera, a chemical tank in Orange County, California, is on the edge of exploding due to overheating, triggering a state of emergency and forcing more than 50,000 people to evacuate.
Fire officials say they found a crack in the tank. While it's a sign that the tank is structurally failing, fire officials say it's also relieving pressure inside. The tank contains methyl methacrylate.
That is Fox's Max Gordon. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. Right now we've got rain. It is 75 degrees this morning, and we'll get a full look at our forecast with Channel 3 and Brooke Richardson up in just a few minutes. A fence blocking parking access to Harbortown businesses in Gulf Breeze is still up, at least as of Sunday night, despite a city order telling the property owner to take it down. Gulf Breeze City Manager Sam Abel says the city attorney has confirmed a legal easement exists at the location, and the fence does violate the approved site plan.
There was a permit that the site plan showed leaving this ingress egress open, but the property owner closed it off with a fence. And so, you know, the attorney advised everyone in the room that the owner had been issued a letter that said, look, you've got 15 days to remove it, or the city will be removing it for you, and then, you know, you will be presented with the cost.
And that fence, of course, has drawn a lot of pushback from Harbortown small business owners. Just about every seat was filled at a recent Gulf Breeze City Council workshop meeting, with business owners asking the city to help get that fence taken down. And again, as of about 7 o'clock Sunday, we do have reports that fence was still up. A Pensacola Civic Band's 11th annual Memorial Day concert has been canceled today, and this is, of course, due to all of the rain we're getting now, and that's expected throughout the day. The band says significant rainfall has left the Hunter Amphitheater field in unsafe condition for musicians, vendors, and attendees, and we don't have a makeup date as of yet, but we'll let you know when we learn more. Most Escambia County offices are closed today in observance of Memorial Day. That includes all county departments, West Florida Public Libraries, the Animal Shelter, Waste Services, and the Perdido Landfill. ECAT is not running regular bus service today, Flex Transit, or UWF trolleys, although the Pensacola Beach Island trolleys and Seasonal Beach Jumper are operating on their normal schedule. And all county offices and regular ECAT service does resume tomorrow. Well, the new splash pad over at Beulah Regional Park is going to be closed on Tuesday and Wednesday for maintenance work. It should reopen Thursday this week. The splash pad, which opened just a few weeks ago at the park on Mobile Highway will remain open today. Well, will remain open today before the brief closure. All other park amenities do remain open during the maintenance period. The splash pad's normal hours are 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. each day. Hundreds of people gathered at Pensacola's Veterans Memorial Park yesterday for the city's Memorial Day ceremony. Medal of Honor recipient, retired Command Sergeant Major Robert Patterson, a veteran of both Vietnam and the Gulf War, delivered the keynote address, reflecting on the men who fell beside him in Vietnam and those who never made it home. McGuire's Pipe Band and the Pensacola Opera Chorus also performed, and local organizations laid wreaths in honor of the fallen. It is 6:35 at News Radio 92.3 on this rainy Memorial Monday. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
That's right. Well, the rain has caused an accident on Highway 29 and 9.5 mile road, and that's going southbound. If you're headed southbound on Highway 29 or right around that area, starting to see just a minor backup in that area. But let's see here. This one just popped up. Tippin and Olive Road. I'm seeing no delays there, but I just wanted you to be aware. Other than that, we look good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Let's get a look at our forecast with Channel 3.
We will have a high chance of rain today, 80% chance for your Memorial Day, high near 82 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 75. For Tuesday, 70% chance of those showers and thunderstorms, high near 82. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 75. On your Wednesday, 50% chance of those showers and thunderstorms, high near 86. And Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 74. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now, rainy with rainy and cloudy. It's 75 degrees across the area. Our next news in 30 minutes. We have breaking news anytime it happens. Wishing you a meaningful Memorial Day. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I'm Dan Loney with Your Money Now. Married couples are keeping separate bank accounts more often these days. New reporting by Fidelity Investments shows only 4 in 10 couples keep joint accounts. About 1 in 5 keep everything separate, with that number doubling since 2018. Younger generations are driving the move. 34% of Gen Z and 26% of millennials keep finances all separate. People are worried about their jobs and their careers in the future, but one area that's looking for more workers and shouldn't have to worry about AI is elevator or escalator repair. Judy Marks, the CEO of elevator giant Otis, recently said she can't hire people fast enough, and they can make upwards of $150,000 a year. The global chip sector is under heightened pressure around supply chains and cost as the fallout from the Iran war continues. Analysts are saying that while an AI rally continues to boost stocks, a prolonged conflict would bring about problems for semiconductor companies. Wall Street is closed for the Memorial Day holiday and will reopen tomorrow. That's Your Money Now.
Lunch was great, but this traffic is awful.
Can we stop at a bathroom?
Are you all right?
I keep having stomach issues after eating, like diarrhea, gas and bloating, abdominal pain, and sometimes oily stools.
Sound familiar? Those stomach issues may actually be a pancreas issue called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Creon pancrolipase may help manage EPI. Creon is a prescription medicine used to treat people who can't digest food normally because their pancreas doesn't make enough enzymes.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall. If you are allergic to pork or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon. Call 800-633-9110 or visit creoninfo.com to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
I'm asking my doctor about EPI and if Creon could help.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in this Monday morning at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 91% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Register today for the summer and fall semester. Go to pensacolastate.edu. That's pensacolastate.edu to learn more.
Hey, hey, Pensacola pet parents. Got questions about your fur babies? Well, I'm Dr. Mark Sprayberry, owner of Olive Branch Pet Hospital. I would like to invite you and your friends to tune in to the all-new Pet Talk, where I'll be answering all your questions live on air.
Tune in Thursday at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
This is the station Pensacola turns to first for breaking news.
And I'm Steve Taylor in the newsroom with breaking news right now. The Department of Justice is about to announce an indictment for Cuba's Raul Castro. Let's listen live.
First for breaking news.
Breaking news this afternoon. NASCAR legend driver Kyle Busch has just died.
Keeping you connected to Pensacola and the world. News Radio 92.3.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Oh, I feel it coming back again. Like a rolling thunder chasing the wind. Forces pulling from the center of the earth again. I can feel it.
Today, when we talk about ports, we're not simply talking about the docks, the cranes, or the cargo. We're talking about economic engines, national security, and American competitiveness. Nearly 90% of U.S. international trade moves through our nation's seaports. Ports are essential to America's economies as highways, rail systems, and airports. But without strong ports, the supply chains fail, businesses suffer, and communities feel the impact almost immediately.
This is Lauren Rand. She is with FDOT, and she's basically—it's not in her official head, but it's like director of seaports. You want to think about it that way. She's the coordinator for all the seaports in the state of Florida, and she was at the Propeller Club on Friday. Of course, we have a port here you might have heard of, Pensacola. It does a lot of active business, and she was speaking to all the folks who are interested in maritime activity, which of course is what the Propeller Club is all about. This is at the Pensacola Yacht Club.
This is especially true in Florida. Florida's 16 seaports support nearly 1.2 million jobs and generate approximately $196 billion in economic value annually, accounting for more than 12% of Florida's GDP.
It's easy not to think about the significance of our ports. It's easy. I mean, because if you don't see it on a daily basis, it can be easy not to think about the importance of trucking or rail, okay? But ports are a massive part of especially the Florida economy, certainly locally, but not just that. They are military crucial strategic assets, right?
But ports are not only economic engines. They're also strategic assets tied directly to national defense, emergency response, energy distribution, manufacturing, and military readiness.
And I think sometimes when people think about the Port of Pensacola, it's common to think about it as a what it's not. You know, you think about it as like it's not Mobile or it's not Jacksonville. Like it's not a big, but okay, fine. It's not that kind of a place. We're not bringing in, you know, giant container cargo ships or whatever. But we do an awful lot of business out of that port. And precisely because of its size, not being the massive thing, it has a lot of flexibility to be other things.
And that brings us to Port of Pensacola. I believe the port's motto says it perfectly: big enough for any requirement, but small enough to know you. Established in 1754, the Port of Pensacola is one of the oldest seaports in America and has played a critical role in both commerce and military history for generations.
Definitely. Now, the port itself, I don't think was exactly what she meant here, but giving the history of our maritime significance and certainly NAS Pensacola training pilots over the course of history.
During World War I, Pensacola served as the nation's only naval aviation training station and trained approximately 1,000 aviators before the armistice. During World War II, Naval Air Station Pensacola trained more than 28,000 pilots, nearly half of all naval aviators who served during the war, earning Pensacola recognition as Florida's only designated World War II heritage city.
I do think she meant World War II and not World War XI. I just want to be sure that, you know, because Ilhan Omar.
Today, the port continues to evolve and grow. In fiscal year 2025, the port experienced approximately a 16% year-over-year growth and moved more than 433,000 tons of cargo. Its trading relationships span Mexico, the Bahamas, Brazil, India, and beyond, proving that even a regional port can maintain a truly global footprint.
Yeah, that's a lot. 16% in a year is a lot, right? We'll come back to this in just a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
Still working that one accident on Highway 29 and 9.5 mile road. Seeing just some minor delays right there, but other than that, we look good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, just very, very good at this. She took off. Like, when she started doing this several years ago, like, I've known Christina as long as we've lived here, and, you know, used to be in the news business, and then, you know, she and her husband did a couple of things and, you know, started a family, and then she's like, I'm going to do real estate. And those of us who knew her thought, well, at least this was my reaction. I mean, you know, if anybody can do it, you can do it. But you never know. Like, real estate's one of those weird things where you think somebody's going to be great at it, and then, or you don't think, and then they turn out to be superstars. Well, in her case, you know, superstar. Okay, last year she and her team, after doing this for, gosh, now what, like 8 or 9 years, I think. Anyway, 209 homes sold in a year, 4 a week. It's crazy. In the peak of the market, they were over 200, but then, you know, the prices change, and the interest rates change, and the sentiment changed, and they were 175. I guess 4 years ago, 3 years ago, 165. And then last year, they were at 209. So back up, even in a down market, like, the facts haven't changed. It's just that they've figured out how to make it work. Taking a lot of listings over from other agents when people can't get their home sold. And I always think it's crazy that somebody would have to change an agent. I get it. But some people change 3, 4, even 5. Like, I cannot imagine putting your house up with 5 different people and not getting it sold. Well, Christina will get it sold for you, okay? 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty. Back to the speech at the Propeller Club on Friday from Lauren Rand, who, I forget her exact title, but is essentially like the director of the seaports for the state of Florida for FDOT. So FDOT, which is a transportation company, right? Or entity. They have a lot of money invested here in ports and around the state. And what does the Port of Pensacola do?
The port handles construction out cargo, wind energy components, and offshore energy support services.
She said that fast, but like CMEX, okay? So stuff that helps people build things, right? Offshore energy, so the pipe refurbishment, the big yellow weird-looking one, okay? And some others at pipe layers that, like, you know, offshore inland does maintenance of those. And then, you know, blue stuff with, like, you know, you've got the GE Vernova that brings in and sends out equipment there. So, like, lots and lots of different things. And that's just a part of it.
All industries that directly support infrastructure, economic growth, and energy resiliency.
Right. And in this environment, because we're all thinking about China, we're all thinking about naval supremacy or capability, defending Taiwan, all of that kind of stuff.
And the future opportunities are significant. In April 2025, the president signed the Restoring America's Maritime Dominance Executive Order, followed by the release of America's Maritime Action Plan in 2026.
Crucial.
These initiatives recognize something that many of us in this room have known for many years. America must rebuild and strengthen its maritime industrial base. That means investing in ports, shipyards, workforce development, advanced manufacturing, logistics, and maritime infrastructure.
Yeah, we need capability. We need docks, you know, dry docks, construction. We need all of it because we're behind, basically, compared to the Chinese.
One exciting proposal is the creation of the Maritime Prosperity Zones, designed to attract long-term investment into maritime communities and industrial waterfronts, much like the Opportunity Zones did for economic redevelopment.
And they really did make a pretty big difference. So seeing that same kind of approach toward the maritime zones.
Ports like Pensacola are exceptionally well positioned for that future because this port already represents the exact blend of commerce, manufacturing, offshore support, logistics, and innovation that national leaders are trying to encourage.
So they're saying that here in Pensacola, we're actually doing the kind of innovation that they're looking for places to do, and with the kind of variety and, you know, thinking creatively about how we use our assets.
But right here in Pensacola, FDOT currently has $11.2 million invested in active projects, including the berth rehabilitation, cargo infrastructure improvements, rail and roadway connector enhancements, and seaport security initiatives.
And so, you know, again, this was Friday at the Propeller Club. Lauren Rand from FDOT, who's kind of the seaport's director, talking about the things that we have, the significance that our port has, and also kind of what the future is.
One exciting investment in particular is the High Performance Maritime Center of Excellence Dock Complex. It's a critical project helping position Pensacola for the next generation of maritime innovation and industrial growth.
You know, you think about American Magic as a sailing thing, but, you know, and not just that, but it's the manufacturing side. And you saw the announcement that there was this company that's building drones, that those are going to be partially manufactured through there, that, you know, it's not just racing, right? It's all the other stuff. And as the mayor likes to say, it's jobs and it's development and technology and it's training and education. And, you know, there's a lot of really exciting things going on at the port.
At the end of the day, ports are ultimately about people. They're about the mariners who spend weeks and months away from their families. They're about the longshoremen, harbor pilots, mechanics, engineers, logistics professionals, military personnel, first responders, and business owners who keep commerce and national security moving forward every single day. The investments we make today are investments in the future strength of this nation.
And that might seem like a small thing to say, but it's not. Remember how many times we have talked with the Navy people, and what do they always say? The ships are great. The planes and helicopters are great. You know, the weapon systems are great. It's the people. That's why, like NETSI being based here, the Naval Education Training Command being based here, is so much about people, human resources, recruiting, retention, training, development, making better warriors. And Lauren Rand is saying essentially the same thing in the, you know, the non-military space, which is in maritime matters, whether it's the longshoremen or whether it's people operating the ships or anything around that. It's the people are what really make it click. And we sometimes I think we tend to take the people for granted. So I appreciate that she focused on that.
So to everyone in this room has dedicated your career, your talent, and your business or your service in the maritime industry, thank you. What you do matters. You help move the materials that build our roads, bridges, and homes. You help deliver energy, food, equipment, and critical goods. You support our military readiness. You strengthen our economy, and you keep Florida and America moving. So today on National Maritime Day, we honor you. Thank you.
Absolutely. So again, that was Friday on National Maritime Day, the second annual National Maritime Day event Propeller Club put on. I was on it last year. Of course, John and I had a chance to ride out on the Bar to Book. That's one of the, you know, ro-ros that they bring in and, you know, take stuff off and on. Roll on, roll off is what that means. And, you know, I keep thinking about how we defied death getting onto the pilot boat.
And you know what? I think about that a lot,
do
too.
You?
Yes.
You wouldn't think it's a big deal until you're looking over the edge and 20 feet down, you gotta, and the waves bouncing up and down by 5 to 10 feet. You're like, oh, this is going to be, I hope we live.
I was expecting like a little, you know, nice, gentle handoff.
No kidding. And by the way,
jump from the ladder.
just to put the Chinese angle in like perspective, I was on the Eagle on Saturday night for a reception, and I was talking to a guy who is developing. He works in commercial shipping, but he's developing ships that the Navy might want to buy, basically. And the idea is if you build a Navy vessel, it takes you what? You know, you've got years of development and years of design and then years of building. And, you know, it's maybe 10 or 15 years before you actually go from the idea phase to putting something in the water. Well, the military is thinking a lot more urgently about this right now. And so what they're looking for is anything that can be converted, existing commercial vessels that can be converted for military purposes, like one of the he couldn't tell me what he's working on right now, but you know the project that he had just finished working on was developing a different kind of transit vessel, so you could go from the amphib, like the McCool. Okay, so the Marines load up with their gear on the amphibious, either the landing dock or another type of amphibious ship, and then they have to get from that ship to shore. Well, how do they get from ship to shore? Well, we got these military boats. Okay, what if we need more or better? Well, that's what he was working on. The point is, the military is looking at, you know, the Pentagon is looking at the idea of conflict and or deterrence against China very, very actively. And so actively that they know they cannot wait for military procurement to produce a thing. We need to get solutions to the problems we have right now. And that includes, for example, finding existing commercial shipping solutions or boat solutions to the problem of getting your Marines from the big gray hull to the shore effectively. And that's what I'm talking about. Like, we are in the middle of that in, you know, in the port of Pensacola with technology and development and just being a part of the port culture in the state of Florida. 6:54 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So it was a good presentation. A lot of people there. The Propeller Club has really got some great folks in it. And, you know, it's, I don't know, it's just good. It's good to see a more of an emphasis on the maritime dimension of Pensacola, which, of course, is our entire history. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. Still dealing with the accident that happened on Highway 29 and 9.5 Mile Road. It's off to the side of the road, and I'm seeing just a little bit of delay in that area. But other than that, I-10, I-110, 98, 90 all look good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. Whether it's the style and performance of the all-new 2026 Outback or the extraordinary mileage of the 2026 Forester Hybrid, your next Subaru is guaranteed to put more scenery in your scenic route. The iconic Subaru Outback has been completely redesigned with sharper lines and more edge, making it look as tough and rugged as it drives. And the Forester Hybrid, with a driving range of up to 581 miles per tank and up to 40% better city fuel economy, will let you hit the road again and again and again. Both come standard with Subaru's legendary symmetrical all-wheel drive to help you take every journey with confidence. The all-new 2026 Subaru Outback and the 2026 Forester Hybrid. Love never looks so good. Get your next Subaru at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, or online at AndersonSubaru.com. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
We asked people we spoke with, what does it take to keep getting better with age?
Keep growing.
Remember where you came from. It's the foundation of who you are.
Show up for others. Learn something new.
Stay connected.
That's been our approach at Pennair for 90 years. Staying connected. Continuing to grow. And never losing sight of who we serve. Pennair Credit Union. 90 years strong.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Pensacola's hurricane coverage headquarters is News Radio 92.3. With wall-to-wall coverage before, during, and after storms.
Pardon me, sir, but could you direct me to the shortest route to the Coachella Valley at the Big Carrot Festival therein?
One, two, three, four!
Okay, this is a hard trivia question, I think.
Just not on the Monday.
All right, John. I'm going to test your Gen X creds. You ready? Recognize that song at all?
No.
This is super obscure. This is really, really
I know.
Obscure.
It didn't play on the radio, so...
That's right. It didn't play on the radio. All right, David. David Wayne's in the newsroom. David, you got any guess?
No.
Anything?
No, I don't. I've never heard that.
This is the song in Star Trek IV where they go back to get the whales from the past, where the guy's in the bus playing the song on the, you know, on his boombox, and Spock reaches over and turns him off with the shoulder grab. And that song was actually written by the guy who was the actor who was also one of the producers on the movie, like basically wrote it for the scene. And he was also a punk performer on the side. So that's your...
What's the artist in the title on that one?
Edge of Etiquette, I Hate You is the name of the song.
Okay. It was, I mean, it was kind of catchy. It really was. Yeah.
Just, you know, the most obscure thing ever, but I watched Star Trek IV, which is probably the best Star Trek movie, other than Khan, both quite good. I watched it recently. I thought, oh, I should do this. This is fun. All right, David's got our headlines. David?
Well, the man who was shot and killed by Secret Service agents on Saturday after opening fire at a security checkpoint near the White House has been identified as 21-year-old Nasir Best of Maryland. Officials say one bystander was wounded, but no Secret Service agents or protectees were injured in that. There's a new investigation by Noticias Telemundo that found an increase this year involving crimes of people pretending to be immigration agents. This report apparently identified at least 31 cases last year, including robberies and including robberies and violent assaults targeting immigrants. In one case, armed men claiming to be ICE agents forced their way into a home and robbed immigrants at gunpoint.
There's somebody evil somewhere trying to figure out a way to take advantage of something all the time. Oh, by the way, congratulations to Pace Softball. Second state championship in the last 3 years.
You're listening to News Radio.